For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. It happened as the GLHF Game Bar Twitch stream was showing the tournament live.
It's not a tough out.
Not an easy out.
The death toll from the shooting is 3 and 11 people wounded. The shooter has been identified as David Katz. He was at the Chicago Pizza restaurant for the tournament. According to sources at the scene, he turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the shooter is also dead. They're still investigating and talking to witnesses.
We are aware of a video that's out on social media. We have that video. But we would encourage people, if you have additional video or any other information about the incident, please reach out.
Several agencies, including the FBI, are assisting with the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Pope Francis, who has wrapped up his trip to Ireland, won't respond to claims that he covered up sex abuse allegations in the Catholic Church. At issue is an 11-page document from a former top Vatican official that urges Francis to resign for allegedly covering up abuses committed by former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of Washington, D.C. McCarrick was stripped of his title and he resigned last month. She's known as a human computer. West Virginia State University has honored its graduate, NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson, with a bronze statue of her and a scholarship dedication to celebrate her turning 100 years old. Johnson and three other women crunched numbers for NASA back in the pre-computer age, calculating rocket trajectories and also orbits for the earliest spaceflights. Her story was made into a hit movie a few years ago called Hidden Figures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Yet another attempt by the president to make federal policy gets turned down by a judge. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A federal judge rejecting key provisions of the president's directives to make it easier to fire federal workers. That D.C. District Court judge ruling that Trump's executive orders would undermine federal workers' collective bargaining rights. The president signed 3 orders in May to give government agencies greater leeway in firing employees and to obtain better deals in union contracts, but the judge says the president exceeded his authority in issuing orders related to federal labor relations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator John McCain has passed away, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says on CBS's Face the Nation that he and McCain were able to work together despite complete opposite experiences in Vietnam.
Two guys who had a different point of view about a major event in American history who found a way to come together. POW and a protester found a way to be able to make the system work and to work together and find common ground.
And former CIA Director General David Petraeus on ABC's This Week.
No one had the backs of America's new greatest generation, those who fought the wars of the post-9/11 period, more than he did.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells NBC's Meet the Press.
He will be missed for many, many reasons. I think that example that he set of working across the aisle, but more than that, working to bring people together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.